next public hearing is conditional use number 2078, Sunlight Ventures Limited.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.974 acres more or less. The property is located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 791 feet west of Arabian Acres Road. The 911 address is 29003 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis. The tax map is District 334, map 4, parcel 84. We did receive a site plan. There was a staff analysis. We received comments from the engineering department of division of planning and public utilities, and we also received comments from DLDOT, which noted that a TIS was not required. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, good. You still have to give us your name, even though I happen to know who you are.
I'm Freddie Botta. I'm from Lewis, Delaware. I'm with Moonlight Architecture. I'm one of the partners.
I'm Rob Rollins. I live in Delmar, Maryland, and part of the partnership with the office there.
Okay. Well, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have some comments you want to add?
I just wanted to kind of add the comment. Initially, we had purchased this lot and decided to build a house as a spec home to sell for probably an older couple. But after purchasing the property and looking at it, we felt that it was probably a better place for us to use as our home. The way Route 9, the way the businesses are all building on each side of the highway, we just thought, there's no need for us to be in, like, on Route 1 or anything like that. We don't generate a lot of traffic. A lot of time, the way we work, we go to our clients, coming to us every once in a while. So that's why we decided to need this conditional use variance to move our office out of this place if we could.
Okay, then. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
No, thank you. I'm good right now.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
Yeah. So what is your profession? What are you doing there?
We are an architecture firm.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought I read on the sign of the building that exists there. So you're already operating this business, apparently.
Yes.
Right? So were you cited by the county?
No, we were actually thinking about in the process of trying to apply for the variance, but then someone gave us a notice. We finally actually received a notice saying, hey, you need to.
And that's why you're here. Happens all the time. Okay, how many employees do you have there?
There are four of us full-time, and we have two part-time employees.
And then customers come in to get your services, or how many customers do you have?
In a given week, we probably have maybe two, three, maybe eight.
It's really hard to cut a number because a lot of our clients would go to their house right. And meet with them.
So you wouldn't have more than one a day or two a day?
We don't need if that. Maybe, like I said, two maybe a week. That.
So if we said one customer per day, that would cover all the other days in the week, wouldn't it?
That's true.
Yeah. Would you require a sign in the front yard of any kind?
If we decided to sign, it would be a small, modest sign.
Okay.
Nothing large. What we have is a real estate sign out there right now.
Right. And you don't have night hours, or do you have night hours? No.
I work all hours, and I do. No, we don't have clients that come in at night. No.
So your sign would not have to be lighted or anything like that. And so generally your hours would be 9 to 5 or something of that nature, professional, 8 to 5?
Fridays we only work half days.
I don't blame.
At least our employees do.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And since it's already built, I guess you already have, is it on-site septic and all that, or on-site well?
Yeah. On-site septic and well.
And your entrance has already been approved by
Delta?
Okay. That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson.
So this would just, you're not adding anybody to this. You're not going to lease out any other space or anything like
no,
that.
No.
It's just you guys.
Just us.
Okay. All I need.
You're not anxious to have a whole lot more employees?
It would be nice if the business continued to grow. So we don't have to work all night.
We've been where we were for quite a while. We've been, I think, a firm of between five and six people over the 18 years that we've been in business, but, you know, you've been bigger, but, you know, we like what we do, we enjoy what we do as architects, and, you know, we don't want to be managing a bunch of people, so, no.
All right. Ms. Walls, anything?
None for me, thank you.
Ms. Brandaway?
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me.
No, I think I understand what you guys are doing, so not a problem. If you would, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2078, Sunlight Ventures Limited? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2078? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.